Hi, this is Jim Eisenach, Editor-in-Chief of Anesthesiology, to tell you a little bit about what's in the March issue. On the cover, you'll see an image related to age and competence in anesthesiology. This relates to an article that's in the issue from a study in Canada looking at the relationship between anesthesiologist age and the risk of litigation. There are many difficulties in making this kind of a study because one can't control for age, but what they observed was a mild increase in the risk of litigation as anesthesiologists aged, and they proposed that after age 65, this increase is quite significant. The number of subjects in this study was small, particularly over the age of 65, so definitive conclusions can't be reached. Mark Warner, the past president of the ASA, provides an outstanding editorial putting this work into context and challenges us to more effectively assess competency of the older anesthesiologists and to determine how we could best continue to maintain skills and educate the older anesthesiologist. In addition to this, the journal is chock full of clinically relevant material this month. There are two ASA statement documents in this month's issue, an ASA practice advisory for pre-anesthesia evaluation and an ASA practice guideline for central venous access. Both of these are updated from previous guidelines and statements, and both contain a box indicating what has changed since the previous guideline. There's a case scenario on postoperative liver failure and an interesting and I think provocative article looking at the influence of supervision ratios on first case starts. We all know that anesthesiologists, like everyone, cannot be simultaneously at two places, and this article looks at the risk of missing critical portions of the anesthetic when inductions occur simultaneously at the beginning of the day. These are just a few of the articles in the March issue of Anesthesiology, and I urge you to take a look at it, or take a look at page 2, the daily blog in anesthesiology, for more information about many of these articles.